crouton.
It's Word Salad with Amelia Discreet, only on 95BFM.
Morena, Amelia Discreet, how's it going?
Hello, ducky, so bona tavada your dolly eek.
Okay, what does that mean?
I was trying to do my best, 100 years ago gay voice, but it just ended up as Dick Van Dyke. Sorry.
Dick Van Dyke in Mary Poppins is very iconic. Yeah. why were you trying to do that? What are we talking about today?
Trying. Succeeding, Rachel.
Why were you succeeding in doing that, Amelia?
Because we're talking about Polari. So that was Polari.
Okay. It just sounded like a string of words. It sounded a little bit like Cockney rhyming slang,
that
almost.
That is kind of the point. So Polari is what is called a Kent slang.
Okay.
And so a Kent is a kind of cryptolect. So that's like a secret language,
I was going to say, you're going to have to break that down even further.
So crypto,
yep.
Like, yeah, and lect. Ah.
Secret language.
Yes.
Got you.
There you go. And so a Kent is like a kind of slang or like a version of a language that you use to conceal something.
Ooh.
So Dungeons and Dragons players might be familiar with the idea of thieves' cant.
I'm not a dungeon nor a dragon player.
It's basically like the secret language of thieves.
Okay.
And so Polari is the secret language of gay people
and
Punch and Judy men. And a few other groups.
Okay, but predominantly gay people from an earlier time.
That's kind of how it survived. So basically, we're not sure how old it is, and like bits of Polari show up in Shakespeare.
True.
And it's traditionally like a language of like fairgrounds.
So when you say bits of Polari show up in Shakespeare, is it the thing where everyone's like, Shakespeare invented this word, or was Shakespeare drawing from the people around him and borrowing their language?
I would say probably he was drawing from people and borrowing their language, but people will fight you about that.
Okay. People do love to say Shakespeare came up with all the things.
But basically,
I am people.
It's kind of like this secret shared language that you have to avoid in order to like hide something. So reason that Punch and Judy men and gay people ended up with the same slang is because the whole Punch and Judy thing is a deadly secret.
Right.
And the mechanisms behind it are still very closely guarded. It's this whole big, mysterious Da Vinci Code thing.
Define the whole Punch and Judy thing for listeners.
Yeah, what is this?
It's like a traditional British puppet show.
Okay.
This is kind of off topic, but it's like there's different stock characters.
Mm-hmm.
It's like Commedia dell'arte, but with more punching.
With more punching. And
that probably didn't help explain
humor.
It to anyone, did it? But
they're very moralistic. Like there's always a child, and Judy leaves Punch with the child, and then Punch throws the baby out the window. And that means you should never leave
a
scallywag male with a child. So it's like reinforcing like gender tropes and the myths we tell ourselves.
Yeah.
But why is it so secret?
Let's not talk about Punch and Judy men anymore.
I do want to know why it's secret though, because then they have a secret language for it.
It's their job.
Oh, okay.
They don't want anyone else
to
do it.
Their trade secrets.
Yeah, it's a trade secret.
Yeah, yeah.
And so what this ended up as is secret gay slang. And so it really blossomed between all of the like anti-homosexual law that came in like around Oscar Wilde times.
Yep.
Between then and the late 60s where you had homosexual law reform in the UK, we didn't get it for another 20 years. Awesome.
Yeah, we're not as hot shit as we always think we are in New Zealand.
Yeah, and so you end up with this like strange kind of hybrid language, bits of Romany, bits of Yiddish.
Oh, wow, okay.
Bits of backslang, which is just where you say words backwards. Very fun in primary school.
Yes.
Like face in Polari is ecaf.
Ah.
And yeah, bits of Cockney rhyming slang.
It's a real hybrid language.
Yeah, and it is properly incomprehensible the first time you hear it. Do you want to roll the clip?
Should we roll this clip? Okay. Let's get ready for some Polari.
Pauline's a stretcher case. Rolled in one notch, she devoured a Phyllis plate and some shin bar. She blagged in the brandy latch. Dish the dirt. It's all over grumble for Pauline. Nanti Denali, up to her elbow in the national handbag. She'd only just gone in for a remold.
What?
Had to refake her entire basket.
Speaking of baskets.
Oh, Gloria. That stretcher corribungus.
Fortuny.
Mind you, it's the dolly ones that disappoint. I was seeing this HP from Sheffield once. Plates the size of bowling pins, thought it was in for a right boner chalvering.
Nada Tavada in the larder.
Oh, Bijou. You needn't put the brandy on for that, I said when I saw it. Mind you, she was heavy on the lech water. I had to use the Daz to get a Maria out of my lippage.
Do you have a translation? Can you even read translation out?
I cannot give you the translation. It's very rude.
Ooh, la.
But yeah, so... Yeah.
It actually took me, I think, probably half of that clip to hear the English words.
Yeah, and you know? And that's kind of... So that's part of a short film that was made. There's been a kind of recent, I say recent, the last like 10 years,
yep.
revival of interest in this because... After homosexual law reform passed, there was a real effort at like assimilation from a lot of people within gay culture, and the only people who were carrying on the tradition of Polari were like drag queens and kind of more, you know, marginalized people within
who still
queer
sort of
society.
Fighting that, yeah, yeah,
yeah. And so it's kind of faded away a lot, but we have got some words that have come into common parlance.
Aha!
So, I'm just sorry, I'm just going to find my list in my various pages of notes. Okay, so words in common usage which come from Polari, zhuzh.
See, I used zhuzh the other day, and you're like, that's Polari. And I was like, I didn't even know.
I've been doing lots of research. It's very interesting, and it's like, I think it adds to the interest in learning about this in that it's really hard to find info.
Right, okay. It's quite like you do have to do quite a bit of work.
It got properly lost, and it was only preserved in, we'll talk about a radio show later. Anyway, drag.
Drag.
Yep. So people might have heard about Polari. There's like Morrissey does like Polari stuff a bit. An album Boner Drag, which just means good clothes.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Although drag, like it does have the connotation of drag, like we know it mm-hmm. as well, but it can just mean clothes. Naff.
Naff.
Yeah.
That's Polari.
Yeah.
Ah, true.
Camp and butch.
That makes sense.
People will, again, fight you on butch. they'll be like, it's short for butcher. Anyway, it's a whole other situation.
A whole rabbit hole.
The record label Rough Trade.
Yeah.
That's a Polari term that we possibly can't discuss the meaning of.
Yeah.
You can probably work it out for yourselves.
It's like a, you know, a one-off working class lover.
There we go. There we go.
Who is possibly a little rough. Anyway. So basically the kind of the last the dying breath of Polari.
Yeah.
It was captured in a lot of comedy in the 50s and 60s.
Right.
Where you would have like, you know, that kind of like carry on stuff where you have the gay characters and they're all going, oh, hey, ooh, ducky.
Yeah, yeah. So that's where you're practicing your gay voice before. You're sort of aping that.
I was trying to be Kenneth Williams.
To be Kenneth Williams.
So especially on Round the Horn, there mm-hmm. was a recurring sketch with two characters called Julian and Sandy, who were named after musical theatre writers, appropriately enough.
Very cool.
Including Sandy Wilson, who wrote The Boyfriend, which is... It would become my favourite film. Anyway, and so there's this segment called Julian and Sandy, and basically Kenneth Horne goes, I was trying to buy some shoes, so I went round to the shop, and it was called Boner Shoes. All of the sketches are called Boner something, and
right.
basically Kenneth Williams and, what is the other gentleman's name? Hugh Paddock. Play these extremely over-the-top camp characters who would go, oh, Boner Tavada, you're lovely cobbler. Yeah.
So they basically carried Polari through on these shows.
Well, it's great that we have these recordings of them because it's like, yeah, so much of it otherwise is lost to time and we have it kind of captured in these strange comedy sketches.
I find this so interesting, lost languages that definitely still exist in little pockets and finding them in these ways is...
Yeah, a lot of it has kind of... Well, not a lot of it, but more than you would expect has found its way into like contemporary like queer and drag like slang cultures.
If it is an oral tradition that specifically exists to exclude people who might subjugate you or tell you off, then you're not going to write it down, are you?
No, exactly. Yeah.
So it was kind of secret for a reason, and then when people kind of tried to leave it behind, suddenly you have no record of it. It totally just disappears. But we do... So there's been some interesting revival efforts. There's a dictionary called Fantabulosa.
Excellent name.
Yes, and there is an ongoing effort to translate the Bible...
Into Polari.
So I have
a
little...
Wow, that's so good.
So part of it is... people have watched like drag TV programs, notice everyone calls each other she.
Mm-hmm.
That's a very Polari thing, and you also will feminize all of the names. Mm-hmm. So Jesus in the Polari Bible is Julie Crystal.
Julie Crystal? That's such a good name.
So,
very close to another important figure.
So here's a little bit of the Beatitudes for you. And vading the multitudes, she trolled up into a mountain, and when she was set, her disciples trolled unto her, and she opened her screech and taught them, cackling. Far better the Nanti Denali and Fairy, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Far better the camp, for they shall inherit the earth.
Whoa.
Far better the pure and thumping cheat, for they shall vada gloria.
That was fantastic.
Yeah.
That is the Bible in Polari.
It's...
Wow.
It's pretty outrageous.
I feel like this is a real rabbit hole we could go down for hours here. This is fascinating.
Do you know anything about the name Polari, where that comes from?
So a lot of the words are kind of like weird versions of Italian. And okay. As far as people know, that Polari. Is where the name... Yeah, so it's like language. Yeah, and that's... And so you end up getting like... That's why it's Fantabulosa, because it's like a kind of
Italianized
version.
That's fantastic.
So there's Polari. There's a lot of resources online to learn more, but probably not as many as you'd like if you get really into it.
I can feel that. Hey, Amelia, thank you. I enjoyed that a lot. That was Polari on Word Salad.
Vinaigrette originally referred to small vinegar.
Word Salad with Amelia Discreet on 95 BFM.